Danny Val with us, and David Barbie's made it back as well from Best Way Ag. We're going to talk to both these guys. But Danny, you've been working a lot. You and Kyle have been working a lot with the drones. Tell us about the drones.
Oh, wow. Well, where to start? I can tell you that the demand that we have received has been exceeded expectations. At the Farm Machinery Show, it was a sea of humanity is the best way that I could describe it. I think I said about 43 billion words over the span of about 2.5 days, and I had no voice left by the end of the show.
I caught you on Thursday while you could still talk, and I had to stand in line to get up to sight and see you.
Oh, absolutely. The lines would just stretch as far as you could see when we ran daily seminars, and just the crowd expectation was through the roof. There was two classes of people that came to the show. There were people that came looking to buy, mm-hmm. and we had those that were looking for that last little bit of information to make their decision to buy. So,
you guys are working on getting the drones out to your dealer network across the country, and H&R, I guess, is a big working with you closely here in the local area.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, H&R, they're a fantastic partner of ours for our drone program here. We've flown several demos with them at several of their locations, and the response to that has been phenomenal. Seeing is definitely believing. You can read all you want to about these. You can go online. You can do all the research you want. You can watch all the videos. They don't do justice to actually seeing it in action.
Now, what all will this do? Tell us some of the different capabilities a drone will do.
Okay, so of course it's the spraying. That's the main component. That's what everybody's familiar with. But you can also have a spreader attachment. So for your granular materials, so spreading cover crops, things of that nature, you can do that as well. They also have mapping capabilities. The T40 drone itself can actually go out and do photo maps of your field. So you can go out and you can kind of plan custom missions. But if you fly, it's another drone. It's called the Mavic 3M. That's when you get into multispectral imaging.
Right.
So you can get really detailed and do custom variable rate missions with the T40. It's the technology where it's going is just, it's amazing.
I think Heather asked you a moment ago, Heather Riley, she said, can you even check the cows with it?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the funniest things that happened during the Farm Machinery Show, a lady come up and it was clear that she was a YouTuber. She had her GoPro on her stick and she started asking me a lot of standard questions. And then she kind of blindsided me with one and she said, well, so say you have a calf that has gotten loose. Could you put a lariat on this drone and kind of fly it up and, you know, lasso the calf with it and lead it back? And so I gave her the award for the best question of the week, obviously. And I would tell you, for everybody out there, I would not recommend doing that. I'm not sure it's going to end up very well for the drone.
Yeah, probably not. That's a good question, though. Love that question, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, in addition to working with the drones, you've done a lot to really bring the media presence up here as far as a website and working a lot where folks can really go and learn about what Best Way does.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what it's all about. It's education. It's about brand awareness. And it's not just a single approach. It's going to be the online presence through social media, whether that be Facebook or Instagram. But that's also, you know, your traditional mediums like radio and print and things of that nature as well, because everybody consumes their information slightly differently. You know, the younger generation, they're going to be more connected to a mobile base. Some of our, you know, I don't want to say older clientele, but some of those that's been around in farming for a while, they're going to gravitate more towards those traditional forms of media. So it's a combined arms approach for sure.
I think just letting people know, really know the capabilities of all the things you build, whether it be Adam custom designing some spray equipment or somebody for a tank or a fuel tank or whatever the case may be, to Kyle and the parts you get into the drones and everything else.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's definitely a team effort all the way around here. There's no I guess is the way I could say it. It's definitely 100% team. It's definitely family. You know, we've talked about the Barbies here, and your last name may not be Barbie, but if you're an employee of Best Way Ag, you're part of that family too. And by extension, the farming community is part of that family as well, because it's all about the customer service.
And that's what makes the difference. Well, we were joking with Danny earlier. I think when you came on board here, they can rename you Danny Barbie Val, right?
Yes, you know, it caused my wife a little bit of confusion there for a second or two, but it's all fine now.
That's great. And I know David Barbie has joined us again. David, good to have you back. And I know that's really what this company is all about, service and the family.
It is all about service and family. Like I said, we consider everybody our family that works here. And like Danny's mentioned, we are a team here. It's not from me to Danny to Kyle to Adam, Justin up front, Cole, the whole nine yards. We got everybody's got a purpose to do, and everybody will fill in and help whoever needs help. So
I understand you guys got Mike back on the road again. He's putting the miles on the trucks.
He is. He started back delivering after he got hurt last year, but he's back delivering now. He's running between 3,000 and 4,000 miles every week now, so he stays on the road a lot. So
he loves it, though. He enjoys it.
He really does. We got him a new semi this year, so he's really likes it. So
yeah, y'all took good care of him, didn't you?
We did. It was a good deal.
Yeah, he's still helping out son?
Oh, yes. He's getting a little older. He'll be 81, I guess, in June, but he still travels for us some. He just keeps a short rest here. He kind of delivers in Kentucky, so he runs 3 or 4 days a week. So
it's truly a family business. Your brother Todd, he's still down in Mississippi, but maybe coming up this way one of these days?
Yes, he's this week he's in Alabama at a location down there, but he's planning on getting him moved up here sometime in the next 6 months. So
I always like to keep up with what you guys are doing. We'll be back in about Farm Safety Week. What's going to be happening at Best Way Ag then?
Oh, that's a good question. Things change so quick around here, we don't know from day to day what we're going to be doing next, but I guarantee it'll be interesting. So.
And customer service is always a key.
It is. So.
David, appreciate you always having us here for Farm Safety Week and for National Agriculture Week. Appreciate what you guys do here in this community. You guys turn a lot of support here and do a lot of things to help other folks in the community. That's what agriculture is all about.
Right. Well, Alan, we appreciate what WKDZ does for us and everybody at the farming community for the National Week. So,
yeah, we always make sure Adam gets phone calls while he's here too.
Oh, yes, he gets plenty of phone calls in the day. So
he said he got 3 while we're on the air a while ago.
I don't doubt it. That'd be short, I think. So
yeah, that's right. David Barbie and all the folks here at Best Way Ag, always enjoy visiting with them during National Agriculture Week and during National Farm Safety Week. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.